Blog Talk Radio.
Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Hello, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as StarCast, all over the world, I'm sure. I've had this name since the 90s when I worked for America Online, so it's synonymous with Natalie, StarCast, you know, and that's just what it is. Somebody asked how I got that name. I started off as an astrologer, but I didn't want it to be S-T-A-R-S, so I wrote on a piece of paper all these names that I thought, and I came up with StarCast, so here I am. Anyways, I have a beautiful guest today. We've already been chatting, and some similarities in our lives going on right now because of my granddaughter, but you're going to love her. She is youthful. Anyways, we'll talk about it. Anyways, I want to talk to you about what I have going on personally here with my sites. Okay, mysticlivingtoday.com, of course, is the magazine that's so beautiful that I started it back in 1998, and it was so small. I mean, now there's so much content there, it's unreal. And I was just telling our guests that I had a guy look at my site, and he said, you have this site bringing up your other site in the standings. He said, because there's so much content. And I didn't realize that before. How silly. I mean, I just didn't think of it that way. You know, I thought of it as a separate entity. He said, no, it's really helping your site. You don't even know it. So that's a good thing. That made me feel good. But anyways, it's a great magazine. It's got a lot of beautiful things. I can take ads in there, personal and classified. Not personal, but, you know, classified ads and banner ads we can take. Eventually, I'm hoping to turn it into a flip magazine where it'll have a cover, just like a regular magazine that you would buy, only that people don't really buy magazines anymore, a cover, okay, and then it would have a feature page, and the whoever I chose to be on the feature page, and all kinds of, you know, classifieds can go in there, and people can take out half-page ads, full-page ads, not that expensive. But the beauty of that is, and I already have a software, I'm just kind of, I got so many irons in the fire that she can only do one thing at a time, although Natalie can do a lot of things at one time. That's true. But anyways, you know, it takes a lot of work. I have a gal who's going to help me set up the pages, and all it will be then is plugging them in. You know, there'll be a feature, there'll be classifieds or spaces for that, and so on. So those, you know, really, those kind of magazines, there are not that many. There are e-zines out. There's a lot of them out, but they don't flip the pages like this one is going to do. They just, it's difficult to get it started, and you have to have all the content in way, like at least 2 to 3 weeks ahead of time. So I'd have to push all my publicists, all the authors, get on the stick here. I got to have this. I can see me last minute putting stuff in, right? Because this one does go up on the first of the month, actually 12:01 a.m. It goes up live. So, you know, there's just so many beautiful things about it, and I get into a zone. And I push the magazine a lot on the radio show because I'm doing this to promote all the beautiful people in the world. That's why I do it. It's not, I don't make money from it, not yet anyways, I'm hoping someday, but I do it because I want to announce all these gifted people that you would not even know are around. You would not have a clue unless you sat for days and days and did searches on topics. You would never know that they exist. So now I bring them all to you in the form of a radio show, and then usually I'll have something in the easing for them, and you know I'm going to get something from this gal because that's a given. I know she'll do it. I mean, excerpts I take, poetry, articles. I have a man in the UK that writes about Nostradamus all the time, and he's so encouraging. And he told me, he said, you know, he said, you were given all this for a reason. And he said, and I said, well, you know, it's difficult when you do it for nothing because you have site bills and all that. He said, no, the divine will find a way for you. You'll see. It's okay because this is a good thing. It is a good thing. I love doing it. So I'll take excerpts, poetry, articles, really most anything. You know, I have press releases in there. I think I have 3 or 4 in this month. And I just need everything to be sent to me. That's stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T like in Tom, at mysticlivingtoday.com. You know, just send me an image with it because people like to see. I'm looking at our guest's website right now, looking at her book. People like to see images, not just click on links. Nah, most of the time people are, I don't even want to say this, but they're lazy. They want it in their face. I want to see it right now. And that's how they are. I'm like that too. So I need that, and I need any kind of a link back to your website, and we'll be good to go. I have never refused anything that has come to me for the magazine. It doesn't attract that kind. It's just is what it is. And, of course, starswithazpsychics.com. Well, I've got specials going on for first-time clients, and second visits are very reasonable right now. I've reduced all the rates to make it cost-effective for people out there that have questions, and they'll say, well, geez, I don't want to pay $5.99 a minute. I mean, that's ridiculous. My site is not about the money. It's about of helping and giving you guidance and making sure that you make the right decision. We can't do it for you, but we can certainly guide you in that right way. And it's always been like that. Now, that site will be 11 years old in September. I don't even want to be talking about September because this is only June. But when you do a magazine monthly like this, I mean, pretty soon it's the next month, and it's the next month, and oh, my gosh, the year is gone. But anyways, that's that. You know, you can apply as a reader. There's a link at the bottom of the main. We have a stars taroscope. We have a newsletter, rather, and then we also have a place where you can take an online tarot card course. I'm just in the final phase of getting my trademark moved over into a registered mark. It's a big difference. You have a lot of authority when you do that because anybody can do a TM after their name, but not an R. And so we're in the final stages of that. I talked to my attorney yesterday. I mean, I don't know if that did something to me. That made me feel really excited. And then, of course, once I have that or before, I will start printing the card deck. If you go on the link on my site, starspsychics.com, you will see a fan out of the cards. You click on that image, and you'll see the fan out of a few cards. They're all watermarked, so you can't take them, but you'll see the idea. The gal was in Spain that did these. I worked with her for a year and a half because she wanted to do them like the Rider Waite. And or other cards. You know, a lot of cards are dark. And I said, no, 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 no. I want them. A lot of collectors will buy your deck. I said, I want them to look at them and hold them and feel good. It's all about feeling good. I don't want people to say, oh, God, that card has got to be doom and gloom. No, not doom and gloom, not my cards. They're beautiful. But anyways, I'm going to get on with my guest because you know me. I could talk for 30 minutes nonstop, and then I won't have a voice. Anyways, I want to bring in my beautiful guest today. She's an author. She's an artist, okay, and that's very dear to my heart, and we'll get into that. And I want to welcome Marie Antoinette Kelly. How are you today, Marie? I like that you are Marie Hi. Antoinette. Is that your whole name?
Yes, that's right, Natalie. Hi, nice to meet you. I loved your introduction. It was wonderful to see how you spelled out your mission that you want to get people from around the world out. That was such a noble and wonderful goal of yours.
Well, it is, and it's been a driving force. You know, because like for yourself, okay, your book is going to be released June 13th. Is that correct? That's on your site.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they would not even know who you are unless they listen to the radio show, and I will promote it after the show. They would not know. I mean, you can only cover, you can only cover, you know, and you have Brenna, who is your publisher. She's wonderful. Brenna is just wonderful. I've had a lot of guests from her. But she can only cover certain areas. I can go to the other areas, and that's what I do.
Wonderful.
And that's what I love to do. We want you to be a success. That's what it's about.
Well, thank you. That's great. Yes.
I mean, you know, I go right along with that, and success is measured in different ways. Some people think it's money. I don't. Some people think it's just, oh, I know who Natalie is. She's StarsCast or something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's notoriety of the good kind, and that's all I need. That's all. I have people sending me emails today. Are you still taking material for your magazine? Yes, yes, and yes. And most of them want to come on the show. So it's beautiful. Okay, let's get to you.
Well, thank you for
having
me.
You started off as an artist, but I want to go back before that. How did you all of a sudden pick up a pencil or a pen or a colored pencil and say, I want to draw something, I want to write something? How did it begin for you?
Yeah, that's pretty much, actually, that's not far off the truth. I was born and raised in the Netherlands, and then I moved to the United States, and I got married here. And then I ended up in college to get a pre-med degree, and I was on track to become a doctor. But then God kind of threw a wedge in that plan when I got pregnant and had children, because I had to change my whole strategy of approach. And one thing led to the next. I was out of school at this point without a career path, wondering what I should be doing with myself a lot besides being a mom, which was fulfilling, but there's still room for something more. And my neighbor was moving, and I had two kids at this time, and she was knocking on my door. She goes, hey, you'll have two kids, and I know you like to homeschool them. I have a video cassette. It says, yes, you can draw. Would you like to have it? And I said, sure. And I looked at the title and said, yes, you can draw. And it just unlocked something in me. I remember that I used to really love to draw when I was a kid, and I never even watched the video, but I literally did pick up a pencil, and I started drawing, and all these portraits started spilling out of my hands. I started right away with portraits and eyes. It just came out, and one thing led to the next. Before I knew it, I was a portrait artist, so I found a passion.
Well, we're going to talk about your book, but I want to correlate with my granddaughter. The reason, you know, everybody knows she's going to SCAD, and that's Savannah College of Art and Design, but she had no idea. She was graduating from high school, had not a clue, and she sat and talked to me a little bit about it, and because she's very spiritual, so much like me, but she said, what do you think? And I said, well, I said, if you want to stick around home, SCAD is the closest school. It's like 20 minutes away, right? But it's, even though it's in Georgia, I'm in South Carolina. She drives there and back every day. So she said, you think I should do like the tour? I said, absolutely. I was so, because I could see what she could do just as a little girl, you know.
Yeah.
So her and her mom and dad went on this little tour, you know, the parents tour kind of thingy. And she sent me a text. And she said, you're not going to believe this. Well, of course I believe it, because I knew. I knew ahead of time that all she needed to do was find her niche. Oh, that's what you
that's
have to
awesome.
Do. So she got off. She sent me this text, and she said, I got off the bus, Graham. Well, she calls me Graham, Grammy, Grambo. She said,
funny.
And I feel like I'm at home. That's all it took. I knew right away
that
just sealed the deal. Yes, very much.
That's right.
But, you know, prior to that, probably the spring before she graduated, we were at this restaurant celebrating somebody's birthday, and they had paper tablecloths. And I'm sitting next to her, and she's drawing. And I looked over. I said, on a paper tablecloth. She was drawing on the tablecloth.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So she said, I said, oh, so we can't draw, huh? She looked funny over at me, and I said, what are you drawing? Oh, she said, they're just eyes. I said, well, do you think I can draw eyes? I mean, I'm telling you, Marie Antoinette, she had the shading. She had the eyes
That's so
kind
fun.
Of set in. They weren't just a circle with eyelashes. And I said, you know what I can draw? She said, no. And I showed her. It's this little box within a box to make a box. I said, that's all I could do. And she was laughing.
It just made her feel good. Yeah.
It made her feel so good. But then when she got off the bus on that tour thing that she took, that was it. And, of course, she got scholarships because she applied. And she's made the dean's list 3 times now. All A's.
Just, wonderful. I'm so happy.
You know, but really, you
got to
hear this. So she's kind of, you know, she doesn't like really drawing people. Like you like to do portraits. That's not her thing.
Yes. No.
She can draw something that she sees. But, you know, her first course, her first semester, rather, was shading. She was learning all about that. But what she really loves is the little miniature sets that they have to do before they make a movie. So, her major is production. So she's told me about this. She said, you would just love this because I love miniature things, and so does she.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you have to make, like, the windows and everything, the floor.
From
this drawing, you make a miniature set, and then it goes off to film the production, and then they make the big sets. Well, SCAD
is exciting.
SCAD has a film studio, and the big companies are there now, and I think who's coming filming is going to be Clint Eastwood with his next movie, and, you know, my son is a limo driver. I'm hoping he gets to drive him. But we want to get her on a set. One day she'll get on a set. I would get her on a set if I could talk to one of them, but she will. But she's already figured it out. Really what she'd like to be is a Disney Imagineer. But the only thing with that is they only do contracts. Like they'll give you a contract for the year and then you're off into the wind somewhere. So she would like something more ongoing. So maybe it'll be in the film industry. I don't know.
It sounds very, very doable for her. Like it has a special feeling when you start talking like that. That suits her perfectly, and I haven't even met her. Are you there? I can't hear anything. Are you there? I can't hear anything. Huh. You dropped away. You're not there in the phone call. I don't know what happened.
Are you there now?
There you are. Yeah.
Okay.
There you are now.
I'm sorry. My ear touched the mute. I don't mean to mute you.
Okay.
But anyways, did you always know that you were that creative?
You know, that for me, it's been a search all my life. Kind of like I have a rich inner life, and I felt a lot of things going on internally. But to find the niche where I fit in the outer world, like in the real world that you participate in, was a difficult process for me. So I suppose I've always had a creative bent, but to this day, I don't actually consider myself creative. It's a really weird thing because portrait art, like you said, your granddaughter is not drawn to drawing people, and I can kind of sense why that is, because when you draw people, there is very little room for interpretation. You have to draw exactly what you see, otherwise you don't catch the person. And so it's a really meticulous job, and the precision and the detail, I happen to like it because it gets me closer to the person, and that touches on that inner life that I have that I just mentioned, because now I get to relate to their world, and we get to be like friends, and I get to know and feel people that I draw in a way that feels close and connected. So that's why I like it, but it doesn't necessarily leave room for creativity per se. And so
you also did the art for an oracle deck. Is that what it was? Angel Quest
I
Oracle?
Did. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That one had more
creativity. That's unique. See, that's right in line. Mine is not an oracle deck. You know, it's a tarot card deck. It uses, you know, the pentacles and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But and what's funny about it is that I don't read with tarot cards. I read with regular playing cards. So
really?
This was like...
That's really funny.
Yeah, this was like off the beaten path, but isn't it strange how you venture into things? But you see, I had a say in what they would look like before the
wonderful.
Final.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, I guess I had a sense, quote unquote, of what I wanted. because there's so many decks out there. There's just some of them are Oracle, some of them are just angel cards. I mean, I get a ton of them. They get sent to me all the time to do reviews or if I have somebody on the radio. But this is going to belong to Stars Psychics Tarot, your future awaits, just like the ad says. But so like for you, now this Oracle deck, how did you begin to do that? Were you doing portraits before, or was this a new thing that just sprung up for you?
Well, I've done portraits since 2000 or so now, because that's when I was handed that cassette and it was filled out of me. So the fine-tuning of the portrait, the experience grew, and my husband is a publicist, and so he ended up making some connections with people, including Karen Noe, who is my partner on the Oracle deck. And he was promoting her book, A Rainbow Follows a Storm, and it's about her stories with channeling messages from people from the other side to their loved ones here.
Uh-huh.
And so one thing led to the next. I did a cover for one of her books because she found out I was an artist. And so we had made a connection, even though we weren't really in touch with each other a lot. But she woke up one morning and she felt the angels prompting her for the deck. Is probably a similar inspiration that you had gotten to create your deck, but she felt the prompting that she needed to create one. And with that prompting came a very clear direction she felt from her angelic guidance that it needed to be me. And so I got a phone call, I remember, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. I was still lounging in bed because it was Sunday morning. And she called me and she asked me, would I be the artist for this deck? And I was completely willing and ready. And I was like, yes, absolutely, because I had already, supposedly by the same angels, I don't know, but been prepared from the inside, because I had played around with an idea, I should do a deck. I love inspiring people. I love the language of symbolism and spirit. And it all came together. So, it was an effortless alliance between the two of us. And I ended up painting. She wrote the messages, and that I was able to give myself a lot of creativity there, because I was able to capture the symbolic language of the soul or spirit to inspire besides just painting angels.
And isn't it strange how things begin to mold and to shape, form shape? Because, you know, back with my magazine now, I didn't even know what an e-zine was. Now, it started in 1998, but it came about in 97 because a bunch of us girls, I had started my site called Planet Stars with a Z, and we were out, and my husband, my then husband, I mean, he passed away, but he made margaritas and we had his salsa and chips. We're on the floor laughing, and they were all creative. Either they worked for me online or something. You know, they were all a part of my life. And the one said, you need to do an e-zine. And I looked at her. I said, well, what in the world was that? Oh, and she said, and you can do it. I said, well, how do you know I can do it? She said, Natalie, you can do anything.
Yeah,
you can take something and make something out of it. All you have to do is have a little bit of time. I said, well, then you have to have the money to do it. It's one thing to have the idea.
You're a go-getter.
Yeah, so that's it. It went up 1998 in January. That's when the first, it was kind of like, layout went. I mean, I did it in HTML, and then my webmaster said, okay, it's got to be perfect or it won't go live, and I'm sweating all these errors.
That's about the same time I started.
Really? Well, see, they believed in me. I mean, I had no idea, but my then webmaster said, now this was back in 97, 96, he said blogs are going to be the thing. I said, well, what? He had to tell me what a blog was. I said, you mean I have to have information every day? He said, yes, every single day.
Yeah.
Well, now you don't have to do that. Now, for those who have blogs, to get domain authority, you have to have between 600 and 1,000 words in content on in your blog, and then you end up moving up just because of that with domain authority. That's what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
So, and you think that's a lot of words, but I have one gal, she says, oh, that's nothing. I can whip something up real fast. I'm thinking, oh, geez, not me. I'm not into that. I take the finished product or the almost finished product and develop it. I can move along, you know. But you see, like for you, you had to get your feet wet because you were going to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the divine, it's called divine intervention, said, no, 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 no.
Right.
She needs to do this. Now, even though, think about this, Marie Antoinette, you could have made a lot of money being a doctor, but, big but is, you may not make as much money in what you're doing now, but it's so important for the world.
And
so
the soul satisfaction is what carries it, because I felt when I was on that track to become a doctor, of course, I knew the importance of the healing methods, but it's a compartmentalized world. The current medical system is like, you know, the kidney doctors don't talk to the heart doctors and don't talk to the brain doctors.
Oh, yeah, it drives me nuts,
I'm more about the whole being, including our spiritual side. And so once I acknowledged that about myself and I tapped into that, it's true. Spirit started guiding me and I started to get the clues of where I needed to apply myself and discover what I could bring. And that's been my journey.
And if you talk to people like us, you'll see, I have three sites. One is the hub of everything, and then I have the magazine, and then I have my stars. But it started just with Planet Stars. And it, because I worked for America Online, and that's really where I got my feet wet. I was in a group that there were probably 350 advisors, but I saw things that I didn't like. I saw what the owner did that I didn't like, and I said to myself, you will never be like that. Well, I guess the divine heard because it decided, no, she won't be like that. So we're going to push her over to here. You know, but it's really a tough business to be in, just like selling a book is tough. It can't be that easy. I mean, you can promote it till the sky falls, but you have to have the buyers. You have to have the time when it's wanted and needed. And all you can do is, no, I did this, and the cover is beautiful. Did you do the cover of your book?
I did, yes.
Well, the turquoise is my color. I love turquoise and I love purples.
Oh,
and so, this is perfect. But you can see that this is coming from the heavens.
Well, it's like you said, and you mentioned earlier that money isn't your pursuit or your language. And that's how it is for me. I mean, for me, it's been the journey of discovering what I could bring. And it's been very much a message of how we're, how spirit is the yin of the yang of matter. You know, like spirit is the matter as yin is the yang is what I feel, because people in our today's society have become so existentialist and they forget the power that we have if we understand that language and let it come through our hearts and guide our destiny.
And that's what you and I are hoping to do. I bless them with everything that I have. And I'm so happy. I'm happy to do it. I'm like in a zone when I do the magazine. Don't bother me. You can bother me, but I have my headphones on. I'm a girl from Motown. I love music. So I have my headphones on. I was born and raised in Detroit. So I have my headphones on when I'm putting all of this in, and, you know, I have to click on the links. I have three monitors. So I have one monitor that I'm working on, and the other one, the middle one is for my mail. The one on the right is the finished. So I can look and click on this and click on that, look at the images. Are they centered right? Hopefully I've done everything right and there's no boo-boos, you know. But we're not perfect, so, you know, I can't make boo-boos. Right. And so then I have to send it to the author or the publicist that gave it to me to look it over, and then we're ready to go. And then it's live on the first. But, it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, I don't think we've even mentioned yet to the listeners what the book is about. But
we're going into that right now because it's in my face here. Danny's Day in Heaven. Danny's Day in Heaven. Well, to me, it's got to be very spiritual and it's got to have a lot of meaning because just the title of it denotes that. So let's get into that. How did this book come to be?
It's difficult to sum up in a nutshell, but if I do try that, as an adult, I became friends with Daniel Brinkley, who is a person who has had one of the most complete near-death experiences on record, and he wrote a book about it called Saved by the Light. I don't know if you know that book. It even became
Do.
Yes, and so we were friends, and I had a real strong reaction to this book because as a child, I had a lot of interactions with spirits that I couldn't place, and I had become very afraid of death and what that means, because I was felt in the dark about it. Death became kind of a dark black hole for me that could gobble people up. And that fear propelled me to find answers and seek meaning as an adult. And so running into Daniel and making friends with him, I got my answers, and I learned from him and his experience, which was new at the time, what it's really like to die, and that it really isn't a black hole at all, and that the spirit realm is a very real realm. And so I immediately asked him, would it be okay if I adapt your story, and so that I can reassure other kids like me who are worried and afraid that this is nothing to be afraid of, because this information is only out there for adults. And he said yes. He wrote the afterword for the book, and long story short, of course, in between all of that, becoming friends and the now, I discovered that I was an artist, because at the time that I asked it, I was just barely beginning to understand I was an artist. And so the rest of the journey has been growing my artwork and finding the timing and understanding that he's not the only one who has had such a near-death experience. There's thousands of people around the world now who have had experiences of their own.
You got
and
that right. Lots of people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed since I've been doing this for so many years, I've noticed it of late that there's more and more information out there for people to understand, because if you had something like that happen to you, it's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary.
Yeah. Well, it can be. I like the way
I'll tell you, I had an experience that I was deathly ill. I almost died. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're gonna love this. I can still see the color that I saw. Anyways, I was really ill and they couldn't do anything for me. I contracted some kind of a virus, probably from a drinking glass in a restaurant, because then they didn't, put them in dishwashers that are, 125 degrees or whatever, 300 degrees, whatever they are, to sterilize them. They were doing them mostly by hand and running them under hot water. Well, there was some kind of organism that was on my glass, we think. And anyways, I got deathly ill. There was nothing they could do. But one night, and you're going to like this, one night I woke up and my room was glowing a golden yellow.
Wow.
Now, I'm only telling you this because you're an artist and you have this feel for it. You'll know. And so I looked around, I blinked my eyes because I thought, well, this is some dream I'm having, but it wasn't a dream. I was awake. And, I kept thinking, well, there's no lights on. The ceiling light isn't on. But then I turned around and I looked on my wall, the back of my wall there, behind me rather. And there was this 7-foot crystal. And that's where the glow was coming from.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. So
that's
I looked
gorgeous.
At it. I blinked my eyes. Nope, still there. And it wasn't. It was, I want to say it was probably at the time that everybody has all these things happen, about 3 or 4 in the morning. And it was black outside. I mean, I could tell. And I just kept looking at it and looking at it. And finally, I just put my head down and went to sleep. And when I woke up the next morning, I had a mist in my door. It looked like a fog. But
like
it was
a residue of the experience?
Probably. But it was just white. It wasn't the color.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was working for a lot of psychics. I had an organization that I helped to run. This other woman started it, but she had me taking care of most of everything. And I asked everybody that I knew. And they said to me, oh, it's just because you were really sick and you needed healing. And I said, no. It wasn't just that because I had to see it. It could have been done while I was asleep. I had to see it.
That's true. Right.
I knew that right away. Nobody ever told me what it meant, except for a lady that applied that became like my sister on the site. And she said it was either God or it was one of his archangels. And it could have very well have been Michael. She said, because that was the most powerful thing. But she said, but yet it didn't start me on my path of what I'm doing today. Because this is many years ago, Marie Antoinette. This was many years ago. I've never forgotten that vision.
You needed to see it.
to believe.
Mm.
When I got up in the morning, I drew it.
You couldn't doubt it anymore.
Pardon me?
Once you had seen it, you couldn't doubt it anymore.
I couldn't doubt anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Not that I had things that, I didn't have experiences like that, but I think it was just to make me know that, because remember, I was working for all these so-called, quote-unquote, gifted psychics.
Right.
And I thought they were so much better than me, and I so wanted to be like them.
Right.
And I think it was just the meaning that, no, my dear, you're going to do so much more, and you...
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's what I think, and I didn't get that for years later. And, of course, I, you know, that group disbanded and all of that, and here I am today.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably
so you
because
see,
you were so sick, the veil was able to thin, and that's why you were able to perceive.
And I had to be healed because there was nothing anybody, nothing they could do. They wanted to put me in the hospital.
Wow.
I said, oh, no, I'm going to stay home. I'm a terrible patient. And the doctors agreed.
Yeah.
And so they gave me injections every single day. I had to go into the office. And they never did figure out what it was. It attacked my liver. My whole inner body, I mean, not my breathing. I was okay there. There was no pneumonia, nothing. It was just my energy was like nothing. I couldn't even stand.
Wow.
But anyway, that's
that
the same kind of
like
thing.
That.
You know, sometimes things have to happen. You have to meet
mm-hmm.
the right person to open yourself to what's coming. And I think that's you. Now, I want to ask you, are there illustrations in the book?
Yeah, the whole book is an illustrated children's book. Every page has a piece of art on it.
Oh, I got to get this from Brenna.
Yes.
I'm going to get this.
I thought she had already showed you the PDF. The whole book is the whole thing. That's why it's the first of its kind, because, like I said, the information's out there for adults, but they don't talk about it to children. And, you know, to this day, they still tackle death only in terms
I'll look it up. She probably did give me
mm-hmm.
the PDF, but you know what I'd like? Is I like to hold the book and feel the cover.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't done that yet either. It's coming, actually, hopefully tomorrow, but at the latest on Friday.
Okay, so she wouldn't even have the book per se herself. So, but I'll put in a word.
She has it herself, but I haven't gotten it yet. It's coming this week. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Excellent. And
but
you're going to be so busy with the release
of
it all. And But, okay, so Danny's Day in Heaven. Give us kind of the gist about the story.
I adjusted the story of Daniel and included the elements that his experience had in common with people that have had NDEs all over the world. And so the story is a simple version of what he went through, and also changed the age of him because obviously he was an adult. He was struck by lightning and he was dead for 32 minutes. Had a rich
experience.
Yeah, and I couldn't have that story translate to a child because you can't have a child be struck by lightning and recover within the 30 pages of a book. So I had to adjust in that sense the story a little bit, but I didn't take away from the truth of what he actually went through. So the story is about Danny. He's a 12-year-old boy, and he's a surfer. And in this story, he has a surfing accident, and he drowns. And in that experience, he gets to go through the tunnel of light. He has his life review. He meets an angel or a guiding being. You know, he has some adventures on the other side in the same sequence and steps as people who have had experiences meet them, so that it's following that pattern so that children can understand and be reassured that this is a real experience for people that have died. And then he is resuscitated at the end on the beach, and he comes back with a message of love and the continuum of life. And,
now, did he know what happened to himself when he was revived? Well, he obviously did. He knew he went to another place, right?
Yeah, he's been called, but he was in pretty bad shape. The real life Daniel, who was a grown up when he was struck by lightning, because of that lightning strike, he was in pretty bad shape, and he had a very tough recovery. But he was also highly sensitive to the spiritual energies because of that lightning strike. And so his journey was a long process of making sense of the integration of having connected spirit with spirit and then healing his body to, you know, function back in this world. And so in the storybook, I was able to speed all that up by having him drown you know, which is a reversible process, especially with today's medical equipment and experience. And so he was resuscitated in the end. So he, in the story, is aware of his journey to the other side, but he ends the book with being fully intact and, you know, thriving again, so that children who read the story are not burdened by any kind of suffering that a physical body would go through.
And they're not afraid. That doesn't scare them then,
afraid.
See?
I focus on the actual love and light of the experience, which is very tangible and very intense for literally everyone who goes through the experience.
I have a thought.
So, what?
You may or will consider a coloring book for it.
That is a good thought.
Yeah,
that's a great thought.
I can see. I mean, I get stuff
that's
like this all
the
time.
That's part of the processing of the story.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Let them colorize the pictures. It will give them a sense of, oh, this is real. It's right in their face. I just colored.
And also a way to talk about it and process it in their own time without having to absorb it all at once or make sense all at
once.
Because it's a gradual process as a child to understand this whole concept of that. Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you for that, Natalie.
Well, good. You're welcome.
I like that.
Take it and run with it. You don't owe me a thing.
Yeah.
Just take it and run with it.
You.
It was a thought that
that's
just
wonderful.
Came to me. Coloring books.
I like
because,
it.
You see, I love those colors you have. But everybody sees water as a different color. Some people see it as blue. You know, everybody sees everything differently. And this would help them to understand. Really.
You are right. Make it their own.
Yes. So you tell your husband that one.
A long process. Yeah. The long process of creating this children's book is because, you know, the element of creating anything for children makes you want to be very pure and authentic because you don't want to sell children a gimmick. So I didn't want to cross the line and give them, you know, little make-believe stories about, yeah, death is going to be this or that without really being rooted in reality because I wanted to be honest with them. And so my struggle for a long time was, since I hadn't died and consciously experienced the other side the way people that have near-death experiences do, I couldn't really say, well, this is what it looks like, this is what it is. And so for a while, I struggled with that idea. Like, how was I to interpret heaven for them and say, this is what you're going to see? And I realized that process was part of my creation of the book because I had to learn that the physical language that we live in is not the spiritual language of the other side. Things that are concrete and distinct here are not concrete and distinct on the spiritual side. And so when I went through that journey and that growth process full circle, I realized what was important for me to capture in the paintings is the vibration and the feel and the colors of the other side. But the shapes and the distinct impressions that it takes on for each person is individual, and that's going to be their journey of meeting spirit. But the vibration is translated through the pages, and then hopefully it prompts the reader to take that feeling and create an experience of their own. And that's how I ended up creating the artwork.
And you see, this could be just another carry-on that they can colorize things as they see them, or, you know. And what's really unique about that is, you know, when you're really young, you see certain things a certain color, but then when you get older, you have more experience on the floor training is what I call it. You have more experience, and then you can see, oh, why did I do that? Why did I color that? It's not like that. But, you know, like the water itself, that turquoise, there is turquoise water all over the world.
Yeah.
I mean, some of it's blue, some of it's turquoise. Like here in the States, it's blue. Although, and I think like the Caribbean might be that color. I've never been there. I'd have to ask. My son's been there, but I think that's the color. But it's unique. I mean, that's how I see this. That's really how I see
this.
I really love it. It's really beautiful. Really, really beautiful.
Well, I can't wait for you to read the whole story and see how it affects you.
Well, I can do a review on it in my magazine also for you.
Oh, wonderful. I have it on a PDF, so after the show I'll forward that to you so that you don't even have to wait for the hard copy in your hand. But
and, you know, I bet you any money Brenna sent it to me. I'll look it up. But usually I'll get stuff like that. Usually, if she doesn't have it, thing of it is just being. I love
it's
to hold
timing.
Things, but I'll read it and I'll do a review on it. Let me see here.
Thanks.
She may have.
Wonderful.
While I've got to, she may have sent me the PDF. No, I don't see it.
Make sure that happens.
Yes, please. You know, she has my email address. I mean, you could send it to StarsCast, StarsCast, like in Tom, @ Mystic, MYSTIC, Living, LIVING, Today, TODAY.com. I mean, so that's, you know, right there on the magazine. You can just send it to that. But anyways, yes, I will read it. I will do a review for it in the July issue now because won't be too long. I'll be sending out my reminders for the July issue. And like I said, I really, you know, I have to always do a month in advance, and the months go by so fast as it is, and I want it to slow down.
Yeah, me too.
Slow down so long.
Yeah.
So now you're going to be on a big good-sized PR.
StarsCast,
STARZ like in zebra, CAST like in Tom.
Yeah,
at
Mystic Living.
Today.
Mystic Living Today. Oh, that's the word I was missing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm actually sending it to you right now, and you can.
And I'm
going to
see you when I get it because I have that open.
Yeah.
I always have all my emails open because somebody, you know, you just never know, things happen. But anyways, yes. But
so you should receive it.
So now that when the book comes out next week, now what is a book tour like, or how to promote? I know today, I don't know if today is your first day out with doing this book now, but I'm sure you're going to have many podcasts you're going to be doing and things like that, right?
Yes, thank you. Yes, the book is officially out on Monday, June 13th. And so today, you know, nowadays it's not a physical tour anymore because it's all podcasts and interviews and articles. And so I'm just joining that river of information and getting out there talking to hosts like yourself and discussing the topic.
Okay, now, but books do go in bookstores, so eventually it will be in like in a bookstore. Okay, we have.
Yes, right.
Well, we used to have. I don't know if we had Barnes and Noble. I think we still have that in Savannah. I don't really have
we
anything
do,
here in
yes.
my area. I'm a small town.
My area,
in,
we do. Mm-hmm.
So will you make any appearances there?
I am planning to have one in my local Barnes & Noble. It's about an hour
oh,
drive
do
from
that.
Here, yes.
Oh,
yes,
do that. Let them hear. I don't know what it's even like, but they need to hear your story because I think not just sign the book, but, of course, you'll have posters and all that kind of stuff, but just to hear your story, it's just such a beautiful story about how all of this came to be.
Well, I
that's
find
part
it's
of it,
an
you
important
know.
Message. Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's what's been really fun, and that follows that conversation we had about how it's not easy to make money off a project like that, but how irrelevant that is when you have a message. And the message I feel that comes with this book is kind of like that book that came out years ago that was also for adults again. It's called Heaven is for Real. The fact that we are still today struggling with the fact that is really there heaven? Is there life after death? Is unfortunate, I think, because once we understand that there really is, and this is almost scientific evidence at this point because it's gathered from around the world, independent of religion or cultural background, and knowing then of the truth of it, we can move forward and build on that truth and start to realize that we can let go of the fear of death and begin living in a way that really unfolds our talents. And that's the hidden message I hope to contribute with this book.
You know, I had a man who was hit by a train who did a book.
Yeah.
And he talked about what it, because he did see. He did, and he told me, I said, well, what was it like? What did you see? And I don't know if it was seconds or minutes or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's actually like where you are now. You have green grass. You have blue sky. It's actually, but. And then I waited. I remember I said, what's the but? He said, but everybody is healthy. There's no sickness. I remember listening to that. And my parents died less than 5 months apart of each other. And my husband died of Alzheimer's. That was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But But I often think of what it's like because I sit outside, you know, I have these mallards that I feed. They're going to be laying eggs soon. And I have deer at night. And I have like my own animal kingdom in my backyard. It's got a lot of woods, a lot of trees and stuff. So I sit back there and I think, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave. I love what I do. I really do.
Yes.
And talking to people like yourself who are so inspirational and who write about things that were really not spoken about. I mean, we were kind of really,
right.
You know, it's like, oh no, oh, they're going to die. Now, you know, then
it's
I don't get to see them again. And all that. But it's really tough to say that you will get to see them
but
again.
But when you mention how much you love your backyard and the little animal kingdom you have going and how you feel and how you really don't want to leave, what I'm picking up on when you say that is those are glimpses of the other side. That's the spirit and the perfection and the love and the flow of it that is shining through your little animal kingdom. And actually, when finally the time comes that you do leave, you'll get only more of that. Because that's what's already.
Well, you know, that's what, you know, my father always told me, because I'd walk around in bare feet, he says, you should have been born on a farm. Why didn't we have a farm? But I've always been like that. But it wasn't until, a few years ago, and I have the same ducks that come before they have their babies, and then they bring their babies.
Oh,
and that is, I'll put some stuff on Instagram. It's the most beautiful sight. But then at night, and I only feed my deer at night because I don't want to get in trouble for feeding them. And I don't want anybody to see them because I don't want any harm. But Marie Antoinette, I talk to them and I'll say to them, now, look,
yes, I believe it.
You know, I'll be back tomorrow night, but I want you to be careful. Go back in the woods from where you came and don't go in the road. You have to be safe. You know, and my son laughed.
And
he says,
through spirit that you
and he said to me, can you imagine if the neighbors are hearing you? Oh, yeah, I'm just talking to the deer. It doesn't make any difference to them. Who cares? I got your email. Thank you. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they think. I know what I'm doing is right. You know what I'm saying? I know what I am doing is right. And you can think what you want to think, but it's true. And I love every moment of it, and I look forward
that's
to
great.
It. You know, and I maybe I'll be on a farm.
That's awesome.
And
you
I can see them all at my heels. Okay, she's here. She's here. Come on, she's got her food. And I sit outside several times a day, and they see me, and they fly around and fly around. There's two of them. They're probably the same ones from last year. And there they come waddling up. Okay, she's got her stuff.
That's one of the messages of the book, because that's a message that everybody taps into, that you never lose who or what you love. And once you're on the spirit side, you reunite with that.
Probably be even bigger. Maybe I'll be the keeper of a zoo for all I know. I don't know.
Exactly. There's all your animals. There's all your love.
I'm alone. I don't have anybody in my life, no gentleman in my life or anything. So at times I feel really lonely, but when I talk to my son or I have a girlfriend that we go to lunch once a week or so, I'll say to her, I go outside and I sit and all of that is gone in me. I'm in my own world. I'm happy. And I look at the trees and I have a man-made lagoon. I mean, it sounds like I'm in this posh place, but I'm not. It's just a subdivision, but I've got a lot of trees and I love it. And so that's good to know that when it's time for me to leave, maybe it'll be a big farm.
Because
on Instagram, that's what I follow.
Together. You know how it says that in the Bible, that you store up your treasures in heaven. That's very much what it's like. The things you've treasured, what you've loved, what you've invested in with your spirit. And so once it's time to leave your body and you switch over to spirit, there's all that treasure, all your spirit.
You know, we have somebody here that might have a question. You want to answer a question? Hold on. Maybe they've got some kind of... I just noticed some pop-ups, so let's go. Let's grab them.
Okay.
Hi, you're live on the air with Marie Antoinette. Do you have a question for her? Hello?
I'm wondering who's...
Hello?
The phone's been playing.
Hello?
Hello?
It seems like it was a surprise call.
No, it's somebody just listening or whatever. It doesn't matter. That's really good to know that when you're on the other side, it's green and it's blue sky and you're happy. There is no illness. Everybody is well. Some people you might not want to meet again that you had on this lifetime. you know, because sometimes that's what happens. You know, everybody says, oh, you're going to encounter the same thing. I don't believe that. I think you will have a choice.
Well, you know how I mentioned that spirit is to matter as yin is to yang? I have seen that they are complementary. You know that yin-yang symbol from Taoism.
Yes, of course,
right?
Of course.
Yeah. So I believe that they are complementary. And what we see in this world is the equal and opposite of what we experience in spirit. So when we experience division and, you know, chaos and decay here, because that's the nature of our physical reality, when you flip that over to the other side, in spirit, you experience, you know, oneness coming together, wholeness and healing, because that's a thing
right.
And opposite. That's why everything, you can expect things to just be so much more integrated and powerful than you imagine living here and experiencing that supposed brick wall.
Oh, I'll definitely be on a farm.
Life.
I know it. I mean, because I always feel that, you know, I'm being looked at. And and how I treat all of these animals and these birds and the squirrels. Oh, they get the leftovers and they share with the ducks.
Awesome.
And, you know, and I'll talk to them. I'll say, now, don't get greedy. There's plenty for everybody. And I talk to them like they're my own. And the neighbor said to me last year, he said, when the babies were born, the little, I call them little fuzzers. And he said, he looked over, he says, here they come. I said, yeah, they just come because I feed them. He said, oh, no. They come because they love you and they trust you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Great.
Isn't
yeah,
that, and he's still there, you know. He waves to me and he said, pretty soon, little babies. I said, oh, but because they're filling up. But that made me feel good, you know, because somebody saw it in a different way instead of, you know, nuisance. It's a nuisance in your, it's not a nuisance to me. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I had my lunch out there and I talked to the birds.
Wonderful.
And, so you can bet Marie Antoinette, I'm going to be on a farm or a zoo, someplace where there's a lot of animals to love and receive my love. Yeah, oh,
that sounds wonderful.
It does, it does. And so, anyways, well, we're close to the end of the show, and I knew this was going to be good. See, because I just knew, and I'm going to read the PDF. Yeah, you see how we.
Really love as the author is that this book inspired you to start dreaming of what you can expect, and it's putting a smile on your face, and that is so empowering.
Exactly. And when they hear this recording, because I'm going to push it out as soon as we're done, it takes about 20 minutes for them to extrapolate is what it does, and then it's an audio. But I will do that, and then I'm going to do a review for you on your book in the July issue. Which will be really good, and I'll put a link to the recording so they have no choice but to listen.
Well, thank you so much. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And, you know, if I can help promote you, well, now I have your email address, so if I can help promote you, then I will do so, continuing, because I feel that, and I want to mention your site. Just I didn't even mention that, and we have time. It's called Make Fine Art. And now it's just make. It's mock. M-A-K. Fine.
Yeah,
F-I-N-E.
A-R-T
.com. So it's a play on the word, actually. But it's, so it's not make with E at the end of make. It's M-A-K. Fine art. .com. And she's got the book cover. It's beautiful turquoise. And the child is surfing and being greeted by a light. And a burst of almost looks like a cloud that has broken up, sort of. It's just, or it's continuation of the wave, I should say, probably is what it is, what you meant it to be. But that's my interpretation.
It's kind of surfing
you
into heaven. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks.
So
very
you
surfing.
See, yeah, so it's looking up, looking forward, and read her book. I mean, I'm gonna do it right now. I'm gonna read it right now because I have other things I have to do, of course. But, I'll be in touch, and this is wonderful. And much success to you.
Yes. Thank you so much, Natalie. It was a treat to talk to you.
Same here. Same here. And continue on. Do another book. And think about that coloring book, the pages.
Yes, I love that idea. I love
so they
that.
Color themselves.
Thank you.
And I could
That's
even
so
do
true.
It. I mean, at any age, you know how they've come out with all these coloring pages. I could do it, too.
Yes. I
think it would be an asset for you. Yes.
Thank
Tell
you
your
so
husband.
Much. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Yes.
I love you dearly
day,
already.
Honey.
You're very sweet. And with everybody listening, I want to tell you to come back next week. I have another gentleman who tells me he just loves me so much, and he's never met me, but we've corresponded in email. But anyways, it'll be 1 to 2 next week. And as I always end, and you're going to like this, Marie Antoinette, as I always end my shows, I say, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. So with that, I will say goodbye.
It.
Much love to
goodbye.
Everybody. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye. Bye.